Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Great victory for women in Nigeria against corporate power. Interview with Rita Uwaka from Environmental Rights Action, Friends of the Earth Nigeria. The successful strategies of Nigerian women at local, national, and global level to reclaim their land back from corporations like Okomu Oil Palm PLC, Softcrem Group, and Ijaji Group, a rubber plantation company, rely on their knowledge about their rights and how and why they are disproportionately affected by corporate projects in the context of the patriarchal society, and also on the conviction that the organization of women's struggles can challenge corporate power and the corporate capture of governments, policies, and territories. Friends of the Earth International Economic Justice Resistance Neoliberalism Program Coordinator Lucy Ortiz interviewed the Forest and Biodiversity Program Officer at Environmental Rights Action, Friends of the Earth Nigeria, Rita Uwaka, during the annual general meeting of Friends of the Earth Africa that took place in Limbe, Cameroon, from August the 18th to the 20th. The interview focused on a remarkable victory by women mobilized against corporate tree plantations called forest reserves in Nigeria at Edo State in the Niger Delta region in the south of Nigeria. Rita also celebrated the outcomes of the annual general meeting of Friends of the Earth Africa, preceded by its first women's meeting, and made reference to the power of the demands of women for gender justice and their role on the environmental justice struggles.
We are at the Real World Radio today with Rita Uwaka, Project Officer, Forest and Biodiversity Program in ERA, Earth Rights Action, Friends of the Earth Nigeria. We are talking to Rita from the Four Africa Groups General Assembly in Limbe Beach in Cameroon. Rita, welcome to Real World Radio.
Oh, thank you, Lucia.
Rita, can you tell us about the women's victories reclaiming land back from corporate-led projects, tree plantations in Nigeria?
It's been a Herculean task fighting injustice in the region, especially women who have been impacted by large-scale plantation expansion and all forms of environmental degradation in their area. The struggle started in 2010 when women who are neighboring two forest reserves in Owan and Okomu Forest Reserve in south-south Nigeria, precisely at those states, they cried out because of issue of livelihood truncation and pollution of their water bodies, taking of their farmland, which they depend on for livelihood sustenance. And, you know, it was such a pathetic situation because a region where men are highly dominated, issues of men are taken more seriously than women. But I'm glad to inform you that 6 years down the lane, there's a victory that has been recorded because the cries of the women were not in vain. Just recently, the Edo State government revoked 13,750 hectares of forested landmass in Owan and Okomu Forest Reserve for EIA Group of Companies. It's an indigenous plantation merchant in the area, and that's where we also have Okomu Forest Okomu Oil Palm Plantation, which is a member of the Sokfin Group. And having that as a victory, reclaiming land, farmlands, and forest reserves that have been degraded and taken over by force, amounting to 13,750 hectares, is a tangible success. And that wasn't possible if not for the actions of women building resistance and organizing, standing with one voice to say no to this patriarchal systems in our society and corporate capture that undermine the rights of women.
Wow, Rita, this is an enormous success. Can you tell us a little bit more about any particular strategy that you think was successful in this women's struggle in Nigeria?
Yeah, first and foremost, at the beginning, the women were not quite clear why they had to fight. So there was need for a proper education of their rights and why they need to, you know, understand the basis of the impact it's having on them. So once that was clear, they were able to unite, and uniting, they took it forward by protesting, to the Ministry of Justice in the area, and also in collaboration with other plantation impacted communities. And there was a letter that was submitted, like a protest letter. There was an endorsement by FOA organizations across the world, even non-FOA member groups. That was in 2010. There was a global petition, and this was as a result of the actions of these women. There were protests along the streets. So that was really a remarkable one, because it made the government commit to creating a change, even when there were excuses, shifting the blame to the previous government when the government is supposed to be in continuum, you know. But at the end, they were able to say that, you know, the land should go back to the communities. And thanks to women, thanks to gender justice, because we were talking about people power. People power cannot happen without gender justice. So we are saying gender justice can only be meaningful when there is a space for women's rights not to be undermined.
And Rita, would you say that based on this experience and also based on the exchange that you had and you have within FOA Africa women here in Cameroon and also across the Federation, would you say there are particular challenges for women and the ways that their rights are violated in a particular way, and challenges for you to fight for environmental justice as women in the environmental movement?
Of course, definitely. We have great women, we have intelligent women, women who are assertive, who knows their right. But because of the patriarchal system in the society, which is translated to workplaces, most of these women are not given the space to assert the authority, to be able to contribute to spaces, and also to show what they can do. But this meeting has been able to identify that the change we desire rest within us, and women have been able to put forward their positions to create that necessary change that they really desire. And I'm glad to say that there is a meaningful impact as a result of that. And with the position of the women at the AGM, we're beginning to see results. We're asking that the ESCOM, the leadership structure of the FOEA, be reviewed. And I'm glad to inform you that the meeting just concluded a while ago, and those demands and proposals are beginning to take shape. I am a living testimony of that. Maybe with time you get to know why I'm saying this. But I think this is a new dawn for African women and African people. And there is a consensus agreement already for women to take some leadership positions at the African FOEA.
Thank you, Rita, very much. Would you like to leave a message to end our interview today?
Yeah, we should continue to be strong. We should continue to be united. There is no battle in front of us we cannot do. We need collective effort, collective responsibility. We're talking about people power. And I know we cannot justify that if there's no gender justice.